You're listening to continuing coverage in the Las Vegas reporter murder trial of Robert Telles from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Okay. Do you recognize those photographs?
I do.
And what are they of?
Those are photographs taken from inside of Mr. Telles' garage.
Okay.
Particularly a shelving unit along one of the walls, which had a gray plastic storage bin, which contained a gray and black duffel bag.
And was that one of the areas that you participated in searching?
Yes, it was.
And actually, you were the scribe, so you probably kept track of where a lot of things were found in that warrant.
Yes.
I'm going to put on the over... I moved to admit 236 to 246, Your Honor.
No objection.
And now may I publish? Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'm going to put on the overhead states 236. Is that just an overview of the garage area?
Yes, it is.
Okay. This is states 237. Can you orient us a little bit? And is that just one side of the garage?
I believe it's the west side of the garage.
Okay. And now I'm putting on the overhead states 238. Do you recognize that part of the garage?
I do.
And where you ultimately end up finding the bag that you were describing, are you able to grab that mouse in front of you and just kind of circle it for the jurors?
Yes, right here in this plastic bin.
Okay. I'm putting on the overhead now states 240. Is that a closer view of that bag?
Yes, it is.
And so when you found that, would you have called the crime scene analyst over to photograph it?
Yes.
And this is states 242. Removal of the bag from the tub?
Yes.
States 243. What are we looking at in that photograph?
It looks like the outside of the bag.
And states 244.
The opposite side of the bag.
Okay. And was that bag, to your knowledge, impounded by the crime scene analyst?
Yes, it was.
And I just want to put that bag, just for the record, we'll have states 244 in view, and then I'm also going to put on the overhead states 311. Is looking at 311, which is on the right-hand side, the bag was of significance based on that photograph. Is that fair?
Yes.
During the service of the search warrant, besides the family members that you mentioned and Metro personnel, were any like strangers or people that weren't Metro or family members allowed to be in the house at the time of the search?
Absolutely not.
Thank you, sir. I'll pass the witness.
Yes, thank you.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So if I understand your testimony, this bag in question, which I'll back up a little bit more, was found here in this box, this storage container.
Correct.
And this was in a garage area.
Yes.
And then once this was presumably taken out of this storage container, it had a basketball and a football in it.
Yes, it did.
Was that basketball and football preserved?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. This picture right here, assuming is with the basketball and the football in it?
I believe it is.
Okay. Then it's opened.
Yes.
And then here, this would be, it looks like the bag is empty?
Yes.
And is that like sawdust or something? What is that at the bottom of it? Did you know? Did you preserve it? Did you take it?
I'm not sure what's in there.
And then this was asked, you were asked if this was of significance because obviously it looks a lot like this bag, huh?
Yes.
But then this bag had a basketball in it, football in it, and is in a storage container, correct?
Yes.
I have no further questions.
No, Your Honor, thank you.
Thank you very much for your testimony here today. You may step down and you're excused from your subpoena.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. And you may call your next witness.
The state will call Detective John Hoffman.
Clerk. You do solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give in this action shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
You may be seated. Please state and spell your first and last name for the record.
My name is John Hoffman, J-O-H-N, H-O-F-F-M-A-N.
Have a seat. Thank you. Sir, what do you do for a living?
I'm a homicide detective with the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department.
And how long have you been a member of homicide?
7.5 years.
Prior to that, where were you?
Prior to that, I was a patrol detective at Downtown Area Command.
Okay. Did you work with Detective Justine Gaddis in performing a search warrant on the resident of Robert Tellis?
Yes.
Okay. Was Detective Gaddis a member of your squad? Is that why you were assisting her on that day?
Yes.
All right. If you could, explain a little bit about what is the process to get ready to execute a search warrant on a home. Is there some briefing that you do? Do you start looking at some other evidence that's collected to try to get to bone up on maybe what you should be looking for?
Yes, they'll usually be a brief prior to that. What that will consist of is if we're looking at video surveillance to kind of see if there's any clothing or weapons like that we need to look out for. But then there's also some items to be searched within the search warrant, and then we'll go over those items to make sure we know what we're all looking for.
In this case, did you review some video surveillance that was collected from the neighborhood where Mr. Gehrman was killed?
Yes.
Publishing what's already been admitted to States 311, did you see footage that included this suspect?
Yes.
Did you study this the clothing and the things that he's carrying with him, or whoever this person is, to see if it might be located in the defendant's home?
Yes.
All right. When you execute a warrant, are people allowed to freely walk in and out as they please?
No.
Okay, what steps do you take to make sure that people aren't coming into, in this case, a home and compromising your search warrant?
Usually what we'll have is we'll have patrol officers stand outside the residence to block people from coming into the residence.
Are citizens allowed to come in?
No.
How about realtors?
No.
Anyone from Compass Realty?
No.
Okay. Did you happen to see Derek Jappe in the home at the time you executed that search warrant?
No, I did not.
Okay. Do you know who Detective Jappe is?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so he wasn't there. What sort of steps do you take to make sure, do you wear anything to preserve the integrity of things you may be touching or locating?
Yes, we wear gloves to make sure that we don't disturb any of the evidence.
Do you wear like a face mask or anything like that as well?
No.
Okay, so you didn't in this case?
No.
Okay, sometimes do other personnel do?
Yes.
Okay. When you execute a search warrant, as you did in this case, did you break up portions of the house to kind of say, you know, we'll handle this section, someone else will handle this section? Did you do something like that?
Yes.
What area of the house were you assigned to?
I searched the kitchen and then the garage.
Okay. Who did you work with in the kitchen?
I believe it was Detective Musenmeyer.
Okay. Did you work with Musenmeyer in the garage as well?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. Who did you work with in the garage, if anyone?
I know Detective Milligan was there, but I don't remember if anybody else was in the garage.
All right. I want to focus your attention to the garage for a moment. Oh, I forgot to ask. Was Mr. Tellis's wife present in the home at the time you executed the warrant?
Yes, she was.
All right. Let's talk about your search of the garage. What do you remember about looking through that garage?
There was a lot of items in the garage that made it difficult to search.
Okay. Let me show opposing counsel exhibits 247, 248, 249, 250, 251, 252, and 253. These are all proposed exhibits. I have another two that have already been admitted. These are the proposed exhibits. Any objections?
No.
Okay. Opposing counsel has been gracious enough to stipulate to the admission of states proposed 247 through 253.
That's correct, John.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm going to approach with states 247, 253, as well as states 282 and 285. So let's just start with this batch first. And take a look and see if you recognize what you're looking at there.
These are pictures of the inside the defendant's garage, and then ultimately the item I found in the garage.
All right. And when you look at states admitted 282 and 285, what are we looking at here?
Those are just photos that were taken of the object I found later on.
Okay. So you mentioned that the garage had a lot of stuff in it.
Yes.
Right?
Okay. Yes.
Publishing 247, is this a fair and accurate depiction of what this garage looked like?
Yes.
Okay. Ultimately, where do you go? Where do you end up finding something that kind of catches your attention somewhere in this garage?
Yes.
Where roughly? Where is that?
In the picture here, it's going to be the toolbox that is left of the, I think it's a water softener.
So if you take there's a mouse right there.
Okay.
If you put your cursor, so that's the red, what is that, a toolbox?
Yeah, toolbox, yes.
So there's something of interest that was there?
Yes.
Okay. And let the record reflect the witness identified or what appears to be some red, a large standing red, kind of almost like a toolbox credenza something, in the center of the photograph. Publishing 248, is this a close-up of this toolbox?
Yes, it is.
What draws your, where are your attention, where is that drawn to?
There's a bag at the bottom storage section of the toolbox.
Why don't you circle that for us?
Sorry. Right here.
Okay. Let the record reflect the witness has circled what appears, or at least identified at the bottom of that red structure toolbox, a white plastic bag with something in it. Publishing 249, is this a close-up of that bag?
Yes, it is.
Publishing 250, is this another picture of it getting a little bit closer?
Yes.
Publishing 251, are we getting closer?
Yes.
Publishing 252, what are we looking at here?
That's a picture that the CSA took after she removed the bag from the toolbox.
Okay, and what does she have on her hands?
Gloves.
Publishing 253. Is this just another angle of that bag?
Yes.
Publishing 282. What are we looking at here?
That's another photograph of the bag and what's inside of it.
Okay. And publishing 285. What are we looking at here?
That's going to be the bag and then the contents that were within that bag.
Why did this catch your attention?
Because that hat, the object that was in that bag is similar to what the suspect was wearing in the video surveillance.
Well, let me publish 311 for a second. Let's put them side by side if we could. Is that the hat that caught your attention in terms of the surveillance footage?
Yes.
Okay, and that's why you felt it important to collect this bag, this Sprouts bag with a cut-up sun hat?
Yes.
All right. When you identified this, did you and your partner, what do you do next? So you locate it. Do you call anyone over to kind of help you out to make sure it gets impounded properly?
Yes. Once we identify anything that's of evidentiary value, we call a crime scene analyst over. And then that crime scene analyst will photograph the item in place where it was found.
Okay. And was that done in this case?
Yes, it was.
All right. Did you see anyone, any foreign parties, anyone manipulate that bag between the time that you brought that CSA over to the time that she impounded it into evidence?
No.
Okay. I have no further questions at this time.
Cross-examination?
Yes, thank you. Couple of quick questions. You didn't take these photographs, correct?
No, I did not.
There's a crime scene analyst.
Yes.
And the crime scene analyst is called upon by yourself or other members of the homicide team to take pictures of items that you feel may be of significance.
Yes.
We have three photographs taken presumably by the crime scene analyst. This one, correct?
Yes.
And then a little bit closer, correct?
Yes.
And then a little closer still.
Yes.
Did you ask the crime scene analyst to take the three different pictures?
No.
But the crime scene analyst was summoned by yourself to take these pictures.
Yes.
Is that correct? You hadn't removed this bag. Had you prior to?
I believe I had to see what was inside the bag.
Oh, so you had already moved the bag then?
Yes.
And then put it back?
Yes.
And then asked the crime scene analyst to come and take a picture, correct?
Yes.
And not one picture, but three pictures?
Yes.
After you'd moved it and put it back?
Yes.
And who are you with when you removed the bag?
Excuse me?
Who are you with? Were you alone when you found this bag?
I know there were other detectives in the garage searching at that time, but I was by myself when I found that.
So then you find this bag, you go get the crime scene analyst, and then who took these pictures?
I believe it was crime scene analyst Smithson.
And then crime scene, almost like she's coming up on him. She takes three pictures, correct?
Yes.
And then you remove the bag again, correct? And this is a picture of you removing the bag?
No.
Whose hand's that?
That's the crime scene analyst.
Okay. And is that her removing the bag?
Yes, I believe so.
But you've already moved the bag and put it back, so this is just extra, correct?
Yes.
Staged, in a sense. You'd agree?
Objection, argumentative.
No, I wouldn't say it's staged.
Okay. She's holding the bag now, correct?
Yes, she is.
Versus you, who've already handled the evidence, correct?
Yes.
Now, again, we have this bag, but it's already been removed by you and put it back, correct?
Yes.
Same question. I presume it's the same answer, correct?
Yes.
Now, do you remove these items from the bag, or does crime scene analyst Smithson?
Crime scene analyst did.
I see. So this is taken of her, by her, correct?
I believe so, yes.
And then the contents of the bag are removed, correct?
Yes.
But it's your testimony that you'd already summoned her. Was she outside another room when you went and got her?
I believe she was. I don't believe that she was in the garage at that time.
Okay. But you went and got her before you opened the bag.
I never opened the bag.
But you knew that you needed to get her to take these approaching photos of her, correct?
Yes.
Were you present when she took these photos?
No.
Okay. Were you present when you weren't present when she opened the bag?
For these photos, no.
So you don't know if this is a complete representation of what was in the bag or not?
No.
Fair to say?
Right.
No?
No.
Was this bag ever
processed for fingerprinting or anything to your knowledge?
Not that I'm aware of.
Thank you. I have no further questions.
Can you redirect?
Yeah, just briefly. Okay, so you remember I asked questions about picking up the bag or whether you opened the bag? Remember all those questions?
Yes.
So let's look at it here. So did you open up that plastic bag to see what was inside?
No, I did not.
Okay. What is it? Publishing 282. What is it about when you look at this bag that catches your attention?
It's pretty much the way that the fabric is on the hat. Okay. And then it's pretty much just the way the fabric is on the hat that caught my attention.
Okay, so it looks to you like it could be that hat. Is that right?
Yeah, similar to, yes.
And so to be cautious, you made sure your CSA came over and collected it?
Yes.
Okay, you didn't open it, right?
No, I did not.
You thought it might be a hat?
Yes.
Right? And then, lo and behold, when the CSA opens it, is it a hat?
That's what it appears to be.
So your intuition was on the money on that one, eh?
Appears so.
Okay. And it has how many holes does it have at the top of that hat? Well, what are those three dots up there?
I believe those are the holes that go at the top of the hat.
Okay. Publishing 311. Holes like that?
Yes.
What's this brown thing here?
That appears to be a strap that you may use to hold the hat on your head, like under your chin.
Publishing 311. Do you see anything similar like that in this photograph?
From that photo, no, not that I can see.
Okay, how about at the top of the hat up here? Like up at the, not below the brim, but maybe at the, I'm not a hat expert, so I don't even know how you break that one down.
No, neither am I.
So forget about the sun shady part.
Mm-hmm.
It's part about the 10-gallon part, right? What's that brown or black thing on the back part?
No, from that photo, I can't tell what it is.
All right, but there's something brown there, right?
Objection, meeting.
What color is the thing at the back part of the hat?
It's dark colored.
Okay, is it thick or thin?
Appears to be thin from that photo.
Okay, thank you very much. I have no further questions.
Just briefly, were you present when the bag was recovered with the soccer ball and the basketball and the football in it?
I don't know if I was or not.
Okay, thank you. I have no further questions.
We have a question from a juror that marked as court exhibit number 12. Did the witness have to open the toolbox to locate the Sprouts bag?
No, I did not.
Any follow-up from the state?
No, Your Honor.
From the defense?
Sure, it was in plain sight.
It was in plain sight once items were removed that were in front of it.
Oh, so there were items in front of it?
Yes.
Thank you. I have no further questions.
One follow-up.
Plain sight? Is this a neat garage?
Doesn't appear to be.
Okay, is everything readily identifiable here?
No.
Okay, no further questions.
And a follow-up. This photograph was taken after the search occurred.
I believe so, yes.
So, Metro had already been in there and been moving things around, correct?
Yes.
No further questions.
Thank you very much for your testimony here today. You may step down and you are excused from your subpoena. Thank you for being here. This time we are going to conclude for the day. During this recess, you're admonished not to discuss or communicate with anyone, including your fellow jurors, in any way regarding the case or its merits, either by voice, phone, email, text, internet, or the means of communication, or social media, or read, watch, or listen to any news or media accounts or commentary about the case, do any research, consult dictionaries, internet, or reference materials, do any investigation, test a theory, retain any aspect of the case, or in any other way investigate or learn about the case on your own, or form or express any opinion regarding the case till it's finally submitted to you. We'll be in recess till tomorrow morning at 9:30. If juror number 4 would just stay behind for one minute, and everyone else is excused. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow. No, you're fine. The record reflect that the jury has left with the exception of juror number 4. I just wanted to make sure you know that I did get your note, and if we're not done, we will work around that.
Okay.
Work around the 22nd and the 27th.
I appreciate that, so if I can respond and just let them know I'll be.
That's thank you. Perfect. All right, thank you, and you're excused.
More continuing coverage in the Las Vegas Reporter murder trial of Robert Tellez is on the way. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today, press subscribe now.